Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, afternoon, morning, whatever time it is, good, whatever it is. Thank you for calling and listening to Jedi Real Estate Radio on here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, MJ Hannigan, and I finally found a great title for this series I was talking about in my last Reflections episode. It's going to be about Jediism and recovery, a.k.a. Jedi Templar and Recovery is the official-ish name for it right now. And like I said earlier, my name is MJ Hannigan. And kind of a weird episode, kind of a weird start time, and a really weird location I'm at recording this. So I hope you guys enjoy the episode, and I hope it's beneficial to those who need to hear it. All right, so we've been discussing in my last episode about, you know, my own recovery program from when I was addicted to drugs, and as well as my recent recovery program when I went back to Pennsylvania and kind of regrouped and got back to myself, and I spent a lot of time getting back to my basics. It was 6 months very well spent, and I'm really happy that I did it, because getting back to my roots and getting back to who I am was very important to me. And it gave me a chance to get back and understand myself more and come back a much stronger me than the world's ready for. You know, like I said before, my tagline, wow, I love when I go live on air and forget things. But there's nothing stronger than a broken man who's rebuilt himself. It's a huge tagline, and it's a huge inspiration to this series. And like I said, I hope you guys enjoy it. Today we're going to talk about the first three of the 12-step program of recovery. Because in truth, the 12-step of recovery, and when you look at it as compared to Jediism, they have more in common than what people are going to realize. And yes, this recovery program is for people who are suffering from chemical dependency for the most part. Started with Alcoholics Anonymous, rolled into Narcotics Anonymous, Cocaine Anonymous, and all the other anonymous is going on. This is a solid program that has had some benefit to the world around us, and the benefits it has to Jediism will be very eye-opening. Now, you might not suffer from an active addiction, but these steps will actually be beneficial for you. The first three is going to be the preamble. It's going to be today's episode. Steps 4 through 10, we'll talk more about the sponsor or sponsee in relationship to the Master and Padawan. And then 10 to 12 would be more about your responsibilities as a knight. Again, hope you guys enjoy it, and let's get started. All right, when we first start talking about the first three steps, let me read them off, and we're going to talk about where things go. All right, the first three steps. We admitted that we are powerless over alcohol and that our lives have become unmanaged. Number two, come to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, we are making a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understand Him. Now, for Narcotics Anonymous, slightly differing. It talks about drinking and all other mind-altering substances, but the gist is still there. Now, how the hell does this relate to Jedi realism as we practice it today? Today I'm going to talk about a topic I normally despise talking about, but that's okay. Today I'm going to talk about the Jedi Code. The Jedi Code and how it's our most basic, but also our most complex teaching that we have available to us. The Jedi Code is the first thing that we always discuss, the first thing we bring up, and da-da-da-da. The only problem with the Jedi Code is often when you see it posted on Facebook, people will post a clip of it, but never how they see it. The important thing, and why the Jedi Code is such an important tool for us, is that your understanding of the Jedi Code will change as time, or will change with time. The way you read it today and the way you understand it today is not going to be the same thing a year from now, or 3 years from now, or hell, even 20 years from now. Your interpretation and your impression of the code will change with your life and your experiences. It'll change with the great experiences you've had. It'll also change with the negative ones. So let's get into it and see where the hell I'm going with this. All right, let's do a quick reset of the Jedi Code. There is no emotion, there is peace. There is no ignorance, there is knowledge. There is no passion, there is serenity. There is no chaos, there is harmony. There is no death, there is the Force. Now, how do we even put that with the first three steps of the 12-step program? It's actually pretty simple. Some people do come to our groups because they are Star Wars fans and or cosplayers, and they believe that we're interesting, and they stay for a while. Yet the people who seem to stay the longest are the people who come to us out of suffering, or people who come to us because they feel a calling and they want to explore it. All right, the first one, we'll go with the Jedi Code. Finding peace in our current situations, whatever it may be. Understand, if you're suffering, it's okay. It's fine. Whatever you did before you got here, in the words of my friend Andy from American Jedi, it's not about who people are when they join us, but it's who they aspire to be. This is a core quote from the American Jedi film that I absolutely love because it speaks volumes. Whatever your current situation is, whether you're suffering from a chemical dependency, whether you're suffering from anger, whether you're suffering from loneliness, despair, or depression, it's okay. It's fine. You're in a good place. There are people within our Jedi Rose community who will be there to help you, who will be there for you, who are going to be there to take those 3 o'clock in the morning phone calls, who are going to be there when you are suffering. It's okay. Whoever the hell you were before you join our community, it's okay. Because by the time you're done with your training, your studies, and if you really devote yourself to the program, you are going to be a different person tomorrow than you were today. In 5 years or 3 years from now, 5 years from now, whatever. If you continue on this course, you will find yourself being a much better person, a much better light in the world of darkness, and a much better person who is going to be there to inspire others. I guarantee you that. The next one, there is no ignorance, there is knowledge. If your life is out of control, what you need to understand is, why is your life out of control? What are the factors? How much of this is from your own decision, and how much of it is conditioning? Is your life out of control because you're suffering from, you know, chemical dependency? You know, hey, I'm the first one to admit it. I am probably the worst junkie within the Jedi Realist community. I've been sober for 17 years, but there are still times I fight. There are still times where the chemical dependency wants to get a hold of me and it wants me to act upon it. I wish I could say the urges go away, but they don't necessarily go away. There'll be life factors, there'll be triggers, you know, got to use some great terminology there. You know, there'll be triggers in this life that will, you know, lead you to those thoughts. And you know what? It's okay to have those thoughts. It's okay to understand it because you can't suppress it all the way. And thing is, when you have the thoughts, like, you know what, I really want to go get a quick fix, yada, 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 you know, that's when the training comes into play. That's when self-control and a lot of other things come into play. It's also when your phone comes into play. You know, understanding that, you know, if this is a chemical dependency that you're dealing with, you know, you're always in recovery. They like to say that you're never cured, you're only recovered. Meaning, you know, people who have cancer, they're never actually cured from cancer. They're just recovered from the first and hopefully the last round of it. All right. Are you seeing your life suffering and unmanageable because procrastination? You know what? You'd be surprised how many people put the pro in procrastination, which puts their lives in utter chaos. It puts them in turmoil. They can't meet deadlines. They don't call people back. They don't do what they say they're going to do because they overwhelm their plate. And they put so much out there that needs to be done. It's almost like a hoarder house. You don't know where to start cleaning a hoarder house. Trust me, I can tell you from experience. You don't know where to start. Used to work for a cleaning company. We had a couple of houses that were hoarder houses, and it was complicated at times. It was very complicated to try to figure out where to start. So if procrastination is your vein, if that's leading to a lot of suffering, all right, there's definitely some steps to take with that. Are you working on too much? God, I think it was Opie who said it. The one thing about the generalist community, there's always people doing projects. There's always things of that nature going on. But the thing is, there are so many people doing so many different projects that none of them actually get completed. Same is true in your workday, you know, with your work life. Are you under the gun all the time? Do you have too much going on? Are you completely over your head? If you are, maybe it's time to take a step back and breathe and figure out, you know, a priority system. And working too much also doesn't steal procrastination. Or working too much means that you're spending so much time at your job, whatever your job is, that you don't take a moment to sit back and breathe and realize that, you know what, money's good, wealth is fine, but you also have to enjoy this life. As far as we know, you only get one life, so enjoy it. Don't just, you know, have etched in your tombstone, this person was a hard worker. No, your work and your job. Actually, I probably put that a little too much. When I talk about hard work, I'm usually talking about your job, you know, spending too many hours at your job. And don't forget, you need to separate. This is your job. This is how you pay your bills, but this is your work. You know, my job is really complicated, and I very rarely talk about my income on the podcast. But my jobs are pretty interesting. My work, however, is doing this podcast. My work is hoping to be a light and to inspire people. And if I'm successful in that, you know, what I've done, if it helps people, then I'm good. You know, whatever my job is, as long as I'm getting my work done, I really don't care. Or it's your last one. Okay, sorry, a possibility of last one is, are you not being your true self? And is that making you feel guilty? There are actually a lot of people in this world who suffer because they're really not being them. They're spending so much time, they are wasting so much time trying to be what other people want them to be that they totally forget to be who they are. And a lot of these people actually forget who they are. They don't know themselves anymore. They look in the mirror and they do not recognize the person in there because the person looking back at them has been shaped by the world and not by themselves. And there's a big ass difference. There are people who love Star Wars who refuse to talk about Star Wars because people are going to think it's uncool. There are people who, you know, suffer from addiction who are too afraid to talk to other people about it because they don't know how it's going to be responded. How's my employer going to find out when they learn that I'm an addict? How is, you know, this current relationship I'm in? How is this person going to feel knowing that I'm an addict? You know, there is a lot of fear to that. There is a lot going on. And the problem is people allow that fear to overcome them and they refuse to be themselves. They refuse to be who they are meant to be. And it's a really sad situation. And, you know, we could talk about a number of other reasons why people are afraid to be themselves, you know. Name it, it's out there. All right, next up. Finding serenity. Being calm and at peace. You know, and Alcoholics Anonymous. Yes, I love live episodes. Alcoholics Anonymous, Narcotics Anonymous, Cocaine Anonymous, you know, whatever, it's all the same. You know, they will start off with the serenity prayer, which is, God, give me the strength to accept the things. Sorry, let me try again. God, give me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. We're going to talk a bit more about this topic. All right, there are things in your life you just need to find peace with. There are things in this life that you can change. You can change your job. You can change how you relate to people. You can change how you treat your loved ones. You can do that. And we should always do that. There are things that you cannot change. You cannot change other people's minds. You cannot change how other people are going to say things or how people are going to view things. God knows I learned on Facebook, you cannot change how people are going to view things. If people want to see things in a negative way, they're going to do it. People are going to be very particular about things, and it's a damn shame. And no matter what you say, they're always going to see it this one way. Back in the old forum days, people would post something. As soon as one person took the topic in a negative direction, everybody else kind of responded to that direction. And a lot of topics, a lot of things have gone very haywire because of that. You know, those are things you can't change. This is where the big but is. The wisdom to know the difference of the two. It is hard when you are faced in this life with things that you can't change. It sucks. It honestly sucks when you're dealing with it, because I am a person who, if there's a problem, I personally like to deal with it very directly. I am, okay, what's the problem? Let's deal with it, sort it out, yada, yada, yada. I am the first one guilty of not letting the mud settle in the water to become clear. I'm the first one guilty of that. It's ingrained in my DNA. I don't know what it is. I like dealing with problems. And one thing I have been working on is, you know, finding the wisdom to know that even though I want to settle this problem, this might not be the right time to do so. So again, working on that one. It's gotten better. It is what it is. All right, so this basically all talked about step one. We are powerless over our current situations, and our lives are manageable. All right, one more thing to go with that one. Well, all right. There is no chaos, there is harmony. You know, I've talked about this on plenty of episodes where this is a world of chaos. Hell, right now with the coronavirus and yada, 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 we are all living in chaos. Chaos is an uncertainty. There are a lot of people right now who don't have jobs, who don't know if they're going to have jobs next week. That's a lot of chaos. You know, these people do not know how they're going to pay their bills. They don't know how they're going to feed their children. And God, people are stockpiling toilet paper at Sam's Club still to this day. You know, this is a life of chaos right now. We are all in a world of chaos. We need to find harmony within the chaos. We need to find harmony and some tranquility to say, you know what, this is a problem, but I have a solution, and I'm going to work these steps. I'm going to find a solution so I can make sure I'm okay, so I can make sure my family's okay, you know, whatever the case may be. You know, find peace within the situation, no matter how chaotic everything around you seems. Figure out what you can control of that situation and work that. There's going to be a lot of unknowns today, a grave amount of unknowns, but the knowns, work what you can and see where life takes you. All right, so that was all step one. Now I'm going to talk about step two and step three, because they flow together and they also flow with the last bit of the Jedi Code. All right, again, quick refresher. We come to believe in the power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity, and made a decision to turn our will over and our lives over to the care of God as we understand Him. Oh, excuse me. All right. This goes with the last step of the Jedi Code. There is no death, there is the Force. I am not going to beat my interpretation of Force into your guys' heads too much in this episode. All right, what is the Force? We can talk about Obi-Wan's definition of a powerful energy that combines all living things, yada, yada, yada. We could talk about how Yoda said that the Force is in the tree, the air, da, da, da. We could talk about that all day long. But what is that in reality? For some people, we look at it from an Asian philosophy point of view. We talk about Ki, Chi. We talk about Prana from India. In the yoga sects of our community. We could talk about the Holy Spirit, if you will. I know a lot of Christian Jedi like to refer to the Force as being the Holy Spirit. You know what? If that works for them, then so be it. None of us truly know what the Force is. We can talk about the George Lucas definitions ad nauseum. But what it really is, none of us can tell you. None of us can teach you. What we can tell you, what we can teach you, is our own interpretations of it. For me, I see the Force as Reiki. I see the Force as there is an energy out there that we could tap into. Is it conscient? I don't know. Is it sentient? I believe so. You know, this is, again, I think, I feel, I believe. I can't tell you facts. I don't have them, and nobody does. There's a lot of great arguments over religions. A lot of great, terrible wars were fought over religions. Hell, even within the Jedi Rose community, a lot of battles and a lot of bloodshed has been spilled over this very topic. A lot of people come to understand the Force in their own way. Through meditation, be it sitting meditation or moving meditation, whatever the case may be. When you start practicing that, that's when you are going to find what you feel the Force is. This is what you're going to, the universal life source, this is where you're going to meet it. Now we get to the more complex part of it, as, you know, being willing to turn your life over to this energy source, God source, if you will. I have flowed with the Force for a good 20 years now. 17 of it was sobriety. The universal life source, the Force, has led me into many interesting directions in my life, some of which were really great, others which maybe not so much, but I kept following it. I kept feeling the push or the pull to go here, to go there, to try this experience. You know, I honestly can say, since I started Jedi Realism, since I came back to Jedi Realism, I have no regrets. I have no regrets of anything that's happened that was within my control. There are some things that do make me sad, but I don't regret. Regret, for me, it's just foolish waste of energy. But when I look at the universal life source, when I feel the call to, hey, you know what, it's time to leave. Hey, it's time to go somewhere else. Hey, it's time to do this. Hey, there's somebody out there that needs help. You need to go help them. When I feel that call, even that simple call to make a phone call and reach out to somebody because they're really on my mind, and I reach out and call them, and yeah, this person is suffering from this or that. Or maybe even it's a great conversation, this person had something that I needed to hear in that conversation. You know, for me, that's the will of the Force. You know, I'm currently working in an industry that I can catch the coronavirus probably fairly easy. And I'm not afraid. I am not afraid of it because if it's the will of the Force, if it's my time to go, it's my time to go. And the glorious thing about my life is there's a film and a lot of podcast hours that people could hear. That, again, hopefully 10 years from now, this episode inspires somebody. You know, or 40 years from now when I'm long gone, maybe somebody will come across this episode and it'll inspire them to do something great. I'm okay with this. This is, you know, I am a firm believer. Again, I think, I feel, I believe. The Force is a real thing. Yes, it got a fictional name from the Star Wars universe. Yes, that's true. There is no denying it. But the power, the energy of it is real. You could feel it in yourself. You could feel it in your life. When you're following the guidance of the Force, you know in your heart that this is the path you are supposed to follow. When you're going against that will, you know that, hey, I'm fucking up. This is a fun concept. And even, following the will of the Force, there are decisions I've made that were not. There were decisions I made that had consequences. There were decisions that I made that did cause some damage. But you know what? That's okay. It's fine. Unfortunately, there are times where following the will of the Force, it's not easy. If anybody comes to Jedi Rilla's path or comes to Jediism and looks for something easy in this life, then they're in the wrong spot, because it's actually not an easy thing. There are going to be hard decisions that you're going to have to make, and it is what it is. But in any event, that's the Jedi Code and the first 3 steps of recovery. I hope that you guys have found some benefit to the episode. I hope that it inspires some people. I'm pretty sure it's going to inspire some of the haters to go and send some bullshit messages and be like, yeah, Hannigan's a junkie. Guys, I've been sober for 17 years. Okay? I'm cool with that. Been there and done that. It is what it is. I can't think of anything else anybody would attack from this point, but I'm sure someone's going to find a reason to. But again, aside from that, do us all a favor. Like us on Facebook. If you have any messages, just hit up Jedi Realist Radio, and trust me, I will respond to it. Paris and Alan will not respond to these ones because, it's my episode, so any questions will definitely come to me. If you're looking for a Jedi Order to belong to, give me a call. Or not give me a call. Send me a message. Hit me up, and we'll try to get you directed to somewhere that you might find some benefit with. Aside from that, also, please like and subscribe. I don't care if it's a Blog Talk Radio. Whatever, podcast app you use, like and subscribe. Most of the apps people use, I don't even know about. But that's okay. It is what it is. There's no money in Jedi Rilla Radio. We do this as a community service. We do this, in hopes of shining a light in the darkness and then to make our light stronger with our community. All right. As always, thanks for listening. Have a wonderful day. Be safe out there. Be loyal to your order, balance in the Force, vigilant in your life. And as always, put principles before personalities. Love and light. It's Hannigan. I'm out.